Hey, gorgeous souls. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of hope and healing. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host, here to guide you through this crazy journey called life, one messy moment at a time. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating healthy distances with toxic people in your life. Because, let's be real, sometimes the people closest to us can actually be the ones who drag us down, right? Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Like one wrong move could trigger a drama explosion. You know that feeling when you leave an interaction feeling drained and depleted instead of energized and supported? Yeah, that's often a sign that you need to create some healthy boundaries with those individuals. Now, before we go any further, remember this. Creating distance doesn't have to mean cutting people out of your life entirely. It's about finding that sweet spot where you protect your energy and well-being without severing all ties if that's not something you want. So, how do we navigate this tricky terrain? Firstly, recognize the signs. Toxic people often exhibit patterns of negativity, manipulation, control, or disrespect. They might constantly criticize you, belittle your achievements, or try to make you feel responsible for their emotions. Sound familiar? Pay attention to those gut feelings. If something feels off, it probably is. Secondly, set clear boundaries. This is non-negotiable. Let toxic people know what behaviors are unacceptable and what consequences will follow if those boundaries are crossed. It could be anything from limiting your contact with them to refusing to engage in conversations that drain you. Remember, boundaries aren't selfish, they are essential for self-preservation. Thirdly, practice saying no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. You don't owe anyone explanations or justifications for protecting your time and energy. Learn to politely decline requests that make you uncomfortable or drain your resources. Remember, your well-being is paramount. Fourthly, focus on building healthy relationships. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, support your dreams, and celebrate your victories. These positive connections will act as a buffer against the negativity of toxic individuals. Finally, be kind to yourself. Healing from past hurts takes time and effort. Don't expect overnight transformations, be patient with yourself and celebrate every step in the right direction. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by love, respect, and genuine connections. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a wonderful woman who had been struggling with feeling drained and overwhelmed. She realized that her constant interactions with her sister, who constantly criticized her choices and belittled her achievements, were contributing significantly to her emotional exhaustion. Sarah decided to set boundaries. She started by limiting her phone calls and texts with her sister, focusing on connecting with supportive friends instead. When her sister tried to engage in negative conversations, Sarah politely excused herself or redirected the conversation towards lighter topics. It wasn't easy at first, but over time, Sarah felt a significant shift. Her anxiety levels decreased, she had more energy, and she began to feel more confident in herself. She realized that creating healthy distance wasn't about rejecting her sister, it was about prioritizing her own well-being and protecting her emotional space. So, remember, beautiful souls, you have the power to create a life filled with positive connections and supportive relationships. By recognizing the signs of toxicity, setting boundaries, saying no when needed, and nurturing healthy relationships, you can reclaim your energy, protect your well-being, and thrive in every aspect of your life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Leave us a review if you resonated with what we talked about today. It truly helps others discover the podcast. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. Keep shining bright, my loves. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.